I'm going to go ahead and start. What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm your host, Marcus Texler, aka Tank, and the other host,
Goosebag. How y'all doing? Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's a podcast we do every week, and we're going to talk about the things coming from us black men. He's married, I'm married, we got kids. Mm-hmm. We level-headed, at least we tell ourselves that.
Yep.
And this is what we're here to talk about, all the different things. We was talking about getting some stuff off our chest, but first... Goose got, we are both on these health kicks right now.
Yeah.
But Goose got a concoction.
He over here drinking Starbucks. And I was like, you know what? I don't need any Starbucks because I've been trying to figure out what I can drink to take away this, that warm, creamy. That's what coffee is, man. I'm not even drinking coffee.
This is tea.
Oh, that's tea.
Yeah, I don't do coffee. Oh, okay. I don't drink coffee.
Okay, well, that's even better.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to just eliminate coffee because of its effects on the body or whatever.
Yeah. No, I ain't did coffee since I was early 20s.
Oh, dang. Okay. Damn, that's good. But I was on these caramel macchiatos, espresso shots.
That was your drink.
That's when my chest started.
Hot palpitations.
Thinking I'm having heart attacks.
Hard enough.
Crazy. Straight up carburetor issues. So I started just trying to do little concoctions, drinks. Mm. Went to Tank House one day. He had this cinnamon, nutmeg, and something else with some whiskey.
Cider. Yeah.
Man. Outstanding.
But that's the ingredients that go in it, though.
Yeah. So I start using cinnamon sticks, ginger, and I'll put it in a bowl.
You cut up the ginger?
I shave it. Mm. And I just, I got this little metal juicer type thing. I just squeeze it real hard. A little bit of the juice.
The mint. Yeah, they don't get a lot of juice. Yeah, it's like you're supposed to slice it then.
Yeah. Then I just drop it in the bowl or whatever and let it pan and let it simmer over the stove, walk away, come back 10-20 minutes later, and it's just a nice drink. Mm-hmm. But what you got to do, I did this, y'all.
This is what we was laughing.
I'm telling y'all, this it happened to me. This is straight up experiment. I didn't know it was gonna happen like this. But you add some cayenne pepper to that bad boy. You know what I'm saying? Don't go too cayenne pepperish because it mess you up your throat or whatever. Drunk that. Feeling good. It was nighttime. I was ready to go to bed. And your boy got a little feeling. Hard like Rockwilder. I'm talking about pulsing like. I was like, what's happening?
Mel! Look at this!
I'm knocking over chairs. Boom! I'm like, what's happening? What's going on? Hey, I might have to patent this one. Get a pill, shave some cinnamon,
yeah, give me a ginger, recipe.
And some cayenne pepper. Boy, your blood going to be flowing. I'm telling you, man. I was like, what's happening? Because I was tired, too. The whole day went by. I was like, I'm just going to go to sleep. Laid in the bed. What in the world?
Laying in the bed and pitched a tent.
Oh, yeah, it was a
whoo. You was over a swing and didn't know what. Hey, it's me.
I thought somebody was standing above. I woke up. Whoa.
How you stood?
Okay. And Mel was in the room watching TV. I was like, hey, Mel, come here. Look at this. What's happening? We got to do something about this.
Yeah, we got
to do something about it.
This ain't just going away.
That's some natural stuff. I'm going to test it out again, see what's happening. I'm going to mess with the mixture, you know what I'm saying, to see.
The concoction.
To make sure, you know, how long you got to take it before you're trying to do something. But
who's going to patent it called Stand Right?
Hey, Man of Steel, that's what it's going to be called, Man of Steel.
Oh, man.
But it also tastes good.
Yeah, I've been on this, almonds are good for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Almonds really, they got a lot of health benefits. At Trader Joe, they got these chili lemon pepper or chili lime almonds. It's like chili lime seasoning.
Okay. Yeah.
These damn things are so good.
What?
Oh, I can just keep popping them damn things like crazy. And I didn't realize until I started eating the eyes on like second day, I think my second or third pack, overeating these damn things. But they, that's why I stopped drinking almond milk. It bloats me. I didn't realize that I was eating these almonds. I'm like, man, why I feel my stomach all inflated? I'm like, what is this? It's the damn almonds. I'm like, damn.
That's why I don't eat peanut butter no more.
Can't win for losing.
Nope.
Peanut butter bloats you?
Man, peanut butter. I've always wondered, first of all, peanut butter tells you 2 teaspoons is 1 serving, and it's like 35 grams or whatever. I saw this on YouTube, and I was like, this can't be true. So I always do 2 teaspoons in whatever mixture I'm doing it. So 2 teaspoons is supposed to be, I think, 90 calories, right? Mm-hmm. And then it says right next to it, the weight of the peanut butter, of the serving. So 2 teaspoons is supposed to be 35 grams or something like that. But in reality, when you weigh it, 1 teaspoon is 35 grams.
Mm.
2 teaspoons is like 75 grams. So this entire time, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm getting only 90 calories of whatever. Actually, I'm getting 180 or it's 190. Anyway, it's double. I've been eating the double.
What kind of peanut butter is it?
It'll be either almond butter, like straight almond butter with no preservatives, or the Jif stuff. I went from the Jiffy to the straight almond butter. Either one, and the fat content in it, and how it would put me to sleep though. Like I eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or just a peanut butter sandwich with honey, and I sit there, I'd be like, boy, I got the itis, because I guess your body's overworking trying to digest it, and it's not supposed to be digesting it, but it'll put me to sleep. So I stopped eating peanut butter, and I tell the difference.
There's a peanut butter I used to get, I think at Rouse. And it's, you know how you look at the back and it says ingredients?
Yep.
And all of these, all the other stores, I would look at peanut butter and read the back, and it would say peanuts and something and something and something and something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all peanuts and something, all of them would say that.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the all natural ones, peanuts and something and something and something. This particular one says crushed peanuts. Ain't no other ingredient.
That's the one that you have to stir up?
Yeah, well, you stir it up once, and then I would store it upside down, and like every couple of days, I would turn it.
That's funny, man. We have the same people. I think that's the one I've used. Is that Trader Joe's?
I know the one you're talking about at Trader Joe's. Okay. No, this one is at Ralph's.
Oh, Ralph's. You've been saying Ralph's.
And it shocked me, because the one I got at Trader Joe's said peanuts, and it had like 2 other ingredients. It wasn't nothing bad, but I was like, it might have been like water and something. I'm like, why are you putting that in there, though? Go to that other one. Peanut, crushed peanuts is all it says. But that one was the one I started using, and now since I've gotten used to that, I can't eat regular peanut butter. Tastes like salt to me.
Oh.
Like I can't eat it at all.
Yeah.
But it did get rid of a lot of the issues that I was having. I'm not gonna try the almond butter because I ain't trying to be bloated.
Yeah.
Oat butter.
What you get on? How do we get on peanut butter?
You said you I was talking about the health kick and almonds bloating me.
There we go. Okay, I was like, how we get all the way over here? But yeah, the concoction with the ginger and the cayenne.
Or you just go get a handful of cayenne.
Yeah. Or you get them.
Chew on that.
Your cayenne almond mixture and season your almonds with your cayenne.
With your cayenne.
You might get that might work too. But I know this one works for a fact. I stand strong behind it. Strong.
Try it again before you go telling other people.
I'm about to.
You'd be like, don't do it.
I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to make a mixture tonight. Mel, be on standby. Put the babies to bed. You're about to go down.
All right, so you had something you want to get off your chest?
Oh, yeah, man. Let me tell y'all. I think I said this before. I don't scare easy. You know what I'm saying? It got to be something serious to scare me. But while you're driving and that spider or that bee, this just popped in my head, or that bee starts flying in the car.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most scariest thing to me, man. Because you driving, you trying to look up, but you trying to keep your eye on this spider that's just like sitting there watching you. And it's always the ones that can jump. Those little hopping ones.
Yeah, them jumping spiders.
They always. I got in the car to come here today, and I saw the web. It was a web going across the windshield. I'm thinking the web is on the outside.
Ain't that the worst when you realize it's inside?
Man, it's inside, and I'm like,
you get the windshield wipe, it's like, oh shit, it didn't
where is it? Yeah. Where is it? Man, that Joker was down in the crevice of the window, and he came up like, oh damn, he in this
one. Yeah, ain't it weird that they actually see you and pay attention to you?
He crept back down in there. I'm like, just stay down there.
Yeah,
you good. My heart pumping the whole time, like, man, this Joker, get out. He gonna jump on my face. I was scared,
why
man.
Why we think Buzz gonna come directly for my face?
I don't know. But in the
you
car.
Imagine what we look like to an insect. It's like, but he gonna come for my face.
He probably like, that's the most weakest part. I gotta get him.
Get them eyes. Get
in his nose, in his ear, something. I'm driving, and I can't even enjoy myself listening to music, anything. I'm just like, where is he? Where he at? Where is he? I still don't know where he is, man.
Oh, that's horrible.
So he's still in there. Probably going to get in there and
thank it.
Tell your bug. But I hate that shit.
Jumping spiders, I don't have too much of a problem with, because they usually try to avoid you.
Yeah.
Like, they in it for insects and nothing else. They don't try to defend themselves against you or nothing. It's the other ones that, like, you know, you mess around, put your arm against and not knowing they got a bite out of defense. I was getting in my truck. This was years and years ago. I was opening up the passenger side door, putting some stuff in, and I see, I don't know what kind of spider this is, but it was enormous. And he was like on my door. So I opened up the door. As soon as the light turned on, I see it and he falls down. I was like, shit. So I ran around, opened the door. I never did find that damn thing. I was driving the whole time, just like looking around. Where's he at? I'm talking about if something touched me in this truck, I'm going to lose my mind. Like, I was moving the seats and everything, trying. I'm like, he's in here somewhere. Never did find a damn spider.
You want to scare somebody? Do that.
I was still living in Kentucky, and it had rained earlier that day. And me and my boy James, we out riding city. Got the sunroof open. You know, it's summer night. I don't know. We on our way somewhere. Got the sunroof open, windows open. Sitting there driving, come to a stop. It felt like something hit my shoulder and ran down my chest.
Oh, my goodness.
I lost my mind. I'm talking about fighting whatever off, and he's looking at me. I look over him like, why ain't you helping? It got me. I'm over here swinging, moving. He's like, man, what is it? I said, man, it was the water rolling off the rolling off the top of my the roof of my car. Yeah. It would drip in and hit my shoulder. I'm talking about lost my mind.
I've been saying what?
Because it felt heavy. You know what I'm saying? It's like something crawling down your body. It felt like it had some weight to it. Like, something with eight legs, but the weight of a rat. Like, it was a lot.
Man, that would drive me crazy. When it comes to that, I'm soft. I'm really.
No, you're not. Great.
I'm about to, and everybody's about to know it. I'm not even holding it in. Like, oh snap! I'm like, hey, the spider's in it. It's in here. I won a scratch off, y'all, for $250.
Yeah.
A wasp flew in the car. Your boy was like, wham! Windshield shattered.
You shattered your windshield?
Windshield shattered.
You had the money to pay for it. It
cost $227. I was like, whew. And that thing just said, and the walls go, flew out the window, darn crack in the window, just
I drove from the gas station. That was God looking out for you. Fate, you was going to crack the windshield regardless. He said, man, let me throw his food some money so he paid for this
windshield. I drove from the gas station right to the auto shop. Like, hey, y'all fix this right.
Yeah, yeah. I heard you let one scratch off. How much was that? What do you
call it? Bagel books? Something books. Man, $5 scratch off. Got $2.50. Got in the car like, yep. Yeah, yeah.
Buy me a brick with this.
Ooh, beef. I'm like, oh. Bam. And it just. I was like, this is about the lamest stuff ever, man.
That's the word. You got to look at the bright side, man.
What's the bright side? What's
you, that? It didn't come out of your money. It didn't come out of your pocket.
It was $227 minus $250. I won $23.
And well, you got to pay for your windshield.
And put $23 in the tank.
Yeah, hey. Full tank.
Back then, yeah, that was probably full tank.
Nah, I remember I was
ate them damn bugs.
I don't know if I was in my 20s yet. Teenager. Mm. Outside, me and cousins talking. I look over, I never will forget, on my right shoulder. It was this massive. He wasn't even massive, but he was close to my face. He looked like he was 6 feet tall. Green, it was a lot like a lime green spider, like color that lime juice thing over there.
I ain't never seen one though.
Me either. Could now that I think back on it, could have been a praying mantis. Mm. It don't matter. He was on my shoulder. And I'm saying, I'm looking at you, and I can see it on my peripheral. Mm. I go like this and look down. I'm undressed in seconds. I don't even remember taking my clothes off, running. Yeah. I'm talking about running.
Dang, bugs be.
Long as I see them first, I'm good.
Yeah.
Hey, you that see- I couldn't identify what it was. If it was a brain, I'd be like, oh, okay, try to scoot him off or something. Or, you know.
Yeah.
But like a spider on my lap, I'm going to lose my mind. Yeah. If it's on the wall, I'm like, oh, yeah, let me go over and get him out of here.
Yeah. I lose my mind. I turn.
As long as I see him first, I'm Gucci.
Yeah. Have you seen this side note? You said praying mantis. Have you seen this video of this praying mantis catching a hummingbird and eating the hummingbird?
I've seen them before. I've seen those videos before.
So this hummingbird is drinking water out this thing, and the praying mantis just sits there, catches this hummingbird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I could be an insect, it would be a praying mantis.
They kill tarantulas.
Everything.
They kill scorpions. They kill birds.
They eat stuff alive. Just
mice.
Up.
Like, and that's the thing. They're not poisonous. Mm. So they strike it just like, I don't think they have any venom or anything. Mm. I think they just start eating. They just hold it and eat.
Yeah. And that's what this thing ate, a hummingbird. Meat.
Yeah.
Praying mantis.
Yeah, mantis ain't no joke.
That is, I was like, oh, this hummingbird about to take off with this joke.
Nah, he ain't either.
Nope. He caught him and we just, yeah, blip, blip.
Is that the smallest bird in the world, hummingbird? Yeah.
Man, them things, yeah. Anyway, that's what.
Moving on.
I want to get this off my chest. Y'all don't feed the animals in your backyard if you're fearful like me. This squirrel was in the backyard, and McKinley's like, oh, it's a squirrel, so cute, brother. I'm like, oh, let's give him some walnuts, whatever, because I had some walnuts. Gave him some walnuts. Now this squirrel, as soon as we come out and start playing, he or she comes out of whatever cave it's living in and just gets right there like, what's happening, y'all? What's up? Y'all feeding me today? And if you ever just looked at a squirrel and squared up with him, they always look like they're about to pounce on me.
And that's your fear.
This joker be sitting there like, so now I have these Nerf guns left over from your son's party. I think it was your son's party. No, it was Joe's birthday party where we had Nerf fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have these Nerf guns saved up. I loaded up. And whenever the squirrel come out there, I'm like, pow, pow. I'm trying to shoot him now. So.
That's dirty.
It is dirty, but it's okay. It won't kill.
Yeah, they eat all those.
But I'm scared as hell of the squirrel.
To repel him, you know what you could have gave him?
I'm thinking you trying to get me with these nuts.
These nuts.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, you got to say these nuts. That'd have been a good one. Never again. Moving on.
That time I got you, though.
It was. I was like, what was in the envelope?
It was a picture.
Oh, man.
Picture what? These nuts.
Your boy, Moneybagg Yo. I think that's his name, yeah, Moneybagg Yo. He's a rapper, pretty good rapper. I'm assuming he opened his own restaurant, and he has this tomahawk steak that costs $135.
Mm-hmm.
And people are uproar about, it's too expensive, blase, blase, who you think you are type situation. But that's the running price for a tomahawk.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
especially at the right restaurant, that's what you're going to pay.
Yeah.
You're going to go wherever you may be, Morton's, Larson's, Houston's, all of these places are the wealthy families that open restaurants and charge as much money. I have a huge problem.
Foco de Chao.
Huh?
Ain't it Foco de Chao?
Yeah, that's one
Foco
too.
Foco de Chao.
Tao, all these places.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem with the people that have a problem with this. Because here's the problem, is they see him, he's a rapper. I don't know his music, I don't know this man for anything. But he didn't open up his restaurant, I'm assuming it's a high-end restaurant.
Yep.
They're looking at the restaurant as if he's the one providing the food. Where he ain't done nothing but made the same investment that these white people done made, that charge all his money for this food, and don't nobody bat an eye. In fact, they go to these places as a flex.
Yep.
But because it's him, they see him in a different light. They know that he's the owner. Therefore, they're judging this restaurant and the price of his food. They don't bat no eye. They don't look sideways at these other high-end things they get.
Oh, yeah.
They ain't looking at Nike crazy and Jordan and whoever else that's charging as much for these shoes. But they going to buy them. It drives me crazy. I hate it. When I was you want me to keep going or you want to jump in?
Keep on.
A lot of y'all know I was an electrician. I would do a lot of side work. There were people that would call me do jobs. There was one man in particular, he called me, he was a contractor and he built like a bunch of apartments. And he would renovate apartments also, like complexes. And he called me out because he was having some electrical issues. I said, I can't remember at the time. I said, you know, I charge this for the job and charge this per hour. You know what this black man told me? Damn, you charge just as much as the white man. I said, because I do just as good of work, if not better than the white man.
Yeah.
Like, you got to hire somebody to do this anyway. I didn't even want to do that job, but I was like, all right, fine, here's my prices, blah, blah, blah. This is for your company. You got to get this done. If it was the white man you were hiring, you would have, all right, who do I send the check to? But now, because it's me, you charge. Why does my work have to be cheaper if it's just as good? That's the problem I have with people. It's like, y'all know, I got a beer buddy called Man Shit every now and then. I'll go home. Hey, man, hook me up, man. Send me some. Hook me up. So you want me to pay for shipping?
Yep.
Send you a container of my product that I have to. It's not cheap to make Man Shit. Turnover is not that much when I sell these containers. I'm like, so you want me to spend money to send you something for free?
That I'm making myself.
That's money out of my pocket.
Yeah.
But you ain't going to Walmart, Target, or anywhere else and negotiating.
You go buy those Ray-Bans.
You buy them Ray-Bans. 60
easy.
Yeah.
With no issue.
None at all.
Gucci shorts, those Gucci shoes that look plain Jane. For $800.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and I don't get people wanting, just because you know who, if it's somebody I know, if I know Greg got whatever product, he's selling this or he got that, or this is his restaurant, I'm going and I'm supporting, and damn it, no, I don't want a discount. Yeah. No, I don't want the hookup. Let me pay and let me tip extra.
Yeah.
I don't understand that mindset.
I don't know. Where does that come from? I'm not sure where that come from, but
come on, man, give me the.
Come on, bro, let me get the hook up, bro. Blah 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 blah. Blase blah. Yeah,
I can see if I work for Bud Light and I'm driving the truck. Yeah, I'll throw y'all some cases. What do I care?
Selling merch. I be selling merch at the shows. we dropped the prices on the merch, and people are still like, "Oh man, you can't do it for this." I'm like, "Bro, you just got. I just told you two shirts for $25. Two shirts,
right?
For $25.
How much you pay for the shirt you wearing? Did you ask for a hookup on that?
Yeah, you definitely didn't ask for a hookup on that. But it'll be the guy, Louis Down.
Yeah,
asking me for a discount on a $25 for two shirts.
Gucci tracksuit, and you want to hook up on some t-shirts.
Oh man, all I got is this 20. I'm like, well, like I need five more. You can pay with card or whatever. No, man, you just can't take the 20. I say I take the 20 for the one shirt. If you want to pay me $5 extra, that's cool. Every time it's always like that. What's that movie? Do you got the hookup or what's it?
I got the hookup.
I can't remember what it's about.
I don't either. Yeah. I was like,
I'm trying to realize what made our culture always ask for the hookup when it's not warranted.
I think for one, from my experience, usually when you're hooking somebody up, it's for you're hooking them up with things that you did not pay for. Oh. Like I said, this dude I knew, he worked at a tire shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna need some tires, he gonna be like, "Hey man, yeah, I got some. Yeah, I can throw you some free ones."
Mm-hmm.
I know a dude that was driving for Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Every now and then he'd be like, "Hey man, these white boys come back with missing cases all the time." So he drive through the hood, "Hey, here, take 5-6 of these cases."
Mm-hmm.
"Oh, I got the hookup from so and so." But for entrepreneurs, I don't know where that. I think it bleeds over into that. It's like, "Oh, you can't hook me up. Come on, it's us. It's your restaurant. You can, if it's my restaurant, man, I got to pay for this stuff."
Yeah,
I'm getting a profit, but guess what? This profit's going toward other things, and I still need to pay for my own time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand people with that mindset. I agree with Cameron, as Goose calls it.
Is that? Yeah, go ahead.
Cameron got. He's got a lot of investments, and he owns, I think, a few different either hotels or restaurants or invested in.
Mm-hmm.
He don't let people know which ones for that reason, I think.
Oh, I bet.
Because of his image and who people think he might be versus who he actually is.
Yeah.
Like everybody knows Rick Ross. God dang shit. Rick Ross is probably approaching billionaire if he ain't already reached it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows he invested in Wingstops along with a bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If it were me, granted I'm not Rick Ross, so I understand him putting his name behind it, letting people know he's doing that, but he mostly did it. He said he bought the first Wingstop as a flex just so he could show off to a chick. Like, yeah, this is my restaurant. The right people got in his ear and was like, "You know, you should keep doing this. This is a lucrative business." So that's when he actually got business minded, turned it into that. But I would understand somebody like him or me investing in a bunch of restaurants like that and not letting people know it's mine.
Yeah.
Because don't come over here looking for a hookup. Just go to that establishment the same way you would Jerry's establishment and pay what you're going to pay.
Yeah. This happened to me. And out of all my years of doing side work, this was the first time it was like done like bluntly in my face.
Mm-hmm.
This older guy, a lady that worked with Melanie, her husband was an ex-football player, and his downstairs area was, I mean, plaques on the wall.
Sorry, his leg day yesterday. Y'all go ahead.
You should say sorry to me.
Sorry, Goose. It was leg day yesterday. Okay. You know I didn't do it on purpose. Man, shut up, Goose.
You did do it on purpose. You just did it on purpose. You said it. Look, anyway, this dude got money. I go down in his basement.
Mother.
Yeah, that's what I told him, too. I go down in his basement. He has a drop ceiling. If you don't know what a drop ceiling is, it's just the little cubes. If you're in your office, you can.
Ceiling tile.
You can pop the ceiling, open and close, whatever. I go over there, and he's like, and I told him, for me to come to your house is $75. Mm-hmm. For me to just show up, $75. So that's in the bank. You know that.
Yeah, that's a trip charge.
Trip charge. There we go. Boom. He's like, "Look, man, I want to take this vent, this air duct. I want to move it from here to the other side of the basement. It's not cooling over on that side. I'm like, cool. I'm like, to do that, it'll be another $75. 75 plus 75, what's that?
150.
150. Is that 150?
That's not, yeah, 150.
It's 150. It's showing up here. Okay. 150. Cool.
I was waiting on Victory to tell me. She just looked back at me. I was like, oh, she.
Shake on it. Shake on it. We shake on it. Uh-huh. Cool. 150. His wife comes down, and I tell her what I got to do. And she was like, cool. He had a few more guys come over, and they were trying to charge him all this, that, and other. I'm like, oh, yeah, I just do it for 150. Luckily for me, the air duct was like damn near rolled up where it was.
Oh, so you had a bunch of extra.
I had extra already tied up, so I didn't even have to take the duct loose up in the ceiling. I just unwrapped it, took it across the room, dropped it in, boom. 10 minutes.
Swap the towel out and everything.
Whatever. Like, man, we good to go. He come down there. Dang, you did that fast? Blase, blase. I'm like, yeah. Cool. Ready to go? 150. Man, I ain't paying this 150 for 10 minutes of work. I could have did that to myself. He's telling his wife that as I'm in the same room. Right?
I can put it back.
Oh, no. It wasn't even. I'm about to just destroy your drop ceiling. Like, I'm pulling all this
black
shit.
Dude.
Black dude. Big ex-football player. I'm about to just mess your stuff up. Mm-hmm. So, politely, like, sir, we agreed and we shook on everything. So, I understand what you're saying, but you owe me blase, blase. Man, I ain't paying this fool nothing. So, he just walk upstairs, right? And his wife was... She was nervous because she felt like some stuff was about to jump off. But she goes to her wallet, pays me $300, right? Mm-hmm. Pulls out stupid money. Ex-football player, they got stupid money.
Wide.
And you had other people already come and was and charging you something else outrageous. Had to be outrageous for you to say.
Because they done lied to him. Like, oh, we got to go up and shut your system off and do this and that.
But because it was me, young black dude, you want to get, I know he wanted to hook up or whatever. Right. It's a mind frame. It's a way people just think. You think you're supposed to pay this type of person more because you think this person knows more or they're going to do the job right and he's not because he's Asian, Indian, black, green, or whatever. But that's not how it works. You know what I'm saying? If I'm providing a service.
But the thing is that programming has worked.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what in my life programmed me to even think I should get the hookup on something. Oh, man, he should hook us up. Like, where does that come from?
What I don't know.
It's in all of us. Mm-hmm. Oh man, he should have hooked us up. Blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, why?
Yeah.
Shit.
My boy called me yesterday, literally yesterday while I was working out. And he was like, yeah, we think about buying a house or whatever out here. And he's like, what realtor did y'all use? Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, we went through Redfin, so we had two different realtors, blah, blah, blah. I was like, but the dude Jesse, I said, he's actually really good. Like, I would use him again, even if I didn't use Redfin or whatever. So we sitting there talking, and that was his next question. It was like, is he a brother? I'm like, nah. I said, I don't know what he is, but he ain't he ain't a brother. He was like, he said, yeah, I really want to use it. I said, no, I get it. I said, I'll ask around, look around for you. I said, I'm sure we have to know a few realtors. Yeah. I said, I know one person that's actually getting into it right now. She has all the experience. She just don't have the credentials, so she's working on that now. He was like, yeah, let me know what she's getting, because that's the desire. It's not that he's looking for a hookup.
Yeah.
He's got to give his money away anyway.
Yeah.
So you might as well.
Keep it in the community.
Yeah, keep it in the community. Simple as that. But, yeah, I don't understand. Like, that frustrates me about this situation with this young man and opening up his restaurant. people, you know, having an issue, or I know you ain't. I could only imagine some of the comment. Don't buy one, buy no steak from you. This is, look, he done. He used the same kind of chefs that any other high end restaurants use, and if he got a $135 steak,
he's sourcing his meat. Y'all think? Y'all really think
like his
this food,
steak gonna smell like weed or something? Like what?
Or he getting it from a different supplier? Right. All these people are getting the food from the same place. Every place is getting it's just a different name. Just like with those shoes, Jordans, Nikes, the same factory that makes Payless shoes makes the Nike shoes. They just putting a different name on them. They all are made out of the same damn material.
It's all made all in China.
I know some of y'all probably have seen on 2020 they did that special.
With the Payless shoes?
They put Payless shoes in this store.
High-end rental stores.
They put it in this store, and they named the store some high-end name and did like a grand opening. And they got these people on TV sounding like fools. So they're like, what do you think about this shoe? Straight up Payless shoe now. What do you think? Oh, this shoe, the texture, the material, I give them $350 for this. They were paying quadruple the amount for the shoes, $700, $300, $700, $600 for these Payless shoes. Mm-hmm. Just because the name and people were in there acting all sedity, they thinking that these shoes were high end. Yeah.
Put them in a thicker cardboard box, wrap them in some linen.
And they were Payless shoes. Yeah. Straight up Payless shoes, man.
I tell you what, I was watching this thing. Y'all know I'm in the shoes, and somehow this thing came across my feed about how to spot a counterfeit shoe. Mm. So one of the brands that went to was Jordan. Like how to spot a fake Jordan. Mm. And when I tell you, after watching this video of how the fake Jordan is made versus the real Jordan is made, the fake Jordan is actually better quality. I was like, so I need to be looking for fake Jordans now. Is that what you're telling me? It's like, because I'm not getting these shoes to resell them.
Yeah.
I'm getting them because I like the look, I like the color, mm-hmm. like the feel. That's simple as that. That was like, yeah, so the leather on the real Jordan is going to be this. The fake Jordan, it might be a synthetic, so it'll be a little more durable. I'm like, give me the synthetic then. Right? Or the way the stitching is like, yeah, these, they do a glue and a stitch versus the real Jordan. They traditionally did just the glue, blah, blah, blah. Like, give me the glue and the stitch. Like, yeah. Give me the fake one. But, I mean, the finished product, you really can't tell the difference unless you, like, look into some creases and see how things, you really can't visually, you won't be able to tell the difference. Unless you got them side by side and it's like looking and you're a professional and know what to look for. But I saw that and I was like, I don't know why this came to my thing, but I am no longer
looking. They have shoes that you can purchase without the Nike signs or the emblems on the shoe. And sometimes you see them in gas stations. They look just like a Jordan or just like the Nike. You like,
now, sometimes them shoes be like, now, oh, yeah, y'all didn't put no support in his shoes. Because I have seen some. I'm like, oh, you pick it up. It's like, no, it's about to tear.
Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, pay what people are asking you to pay or not go
right
to the spot. And support, if I'm selling, this is where I was like, okay, if you're going to support me, you're going to support me. If you're not, you're not. When Kanye came out with those clothes with the holes in it, and you all were paying for these T-shirts, paying $150 for these shirts.
Ugly-ass, torn shirts.
Torn holes in shirts. And then I went to Neiman Marcus, and I saw these Converse shoes. They weren't Converse, but they looked like just like the regular Converse. But they were worn. And they were like, had all these stains on them.
You talking about, what's the name of that? I know who you're talking about, too.
Whatever shoe it is, it looks like they went through the mud, they dried it, cured it, and let it look like they were worn shoes. And they were $850. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. Look, man, support who you going to support. Help who you going to help. But don't come to my business and bother me because my steak costs more or less from this other person, and you're sitting there wearing $800 sneakers that look like shit. Yeah. You can't.
That's the thing. If the quality is there, just shut up and like.
That's another thing.
The man's food is good.
They ain't even complaining about the taste. Nah. No one has said, and the steak was this, and it tastes like this, and it presented this way. No one has said that.
Right.
Now, if everybody said, hey, man, this steak had hair in it, and then the next thing
it
said,
was tough,
it
was chewy.
This, then, okay, you need to straighten your restaurant up.
Right.
And start serving quality food. But just because of the price, come on.
And because of who it is.
Come on. $135.
If it was a attorney, little middle America attorney, or high-end attorney that nobody knew his face or name, white dude, would nobody be thinking twice that he opened up a restaurant. That's like, true. Oh, he must have went to culinary art school. He opened up a restaurant. No, he just had the money to do it.
Me and Mel went to this restaurant. I forgot the name of it. But they served us the most nastiest food. And we paid some money. They had burnt. I think they mentioned this on their podcast. When you had the time, go check out Gin and Juice. Burnt sweet potatoes.
On purpose?
On purpose. And when I tell you, came out in this bowl, and the burnt sweet potato, it looked like it was in the shape of like a dill pickle. Just think of that. It looked like shit.
Shit. Good. Shit.
And it was just charred on the whole outside of it.
What?
Charred, right? So I was like, what is this? So I stick my fork in. It was charred, and then in it was sweet potatoes, right? And I was like, this can't be real charred, like burnt stuff. I eat it. I'm like, this is burnt. This is charred. And that's what?
Charred sweet potato.
They said charred sweet potato. Nah. And that's what they served me. And I was like, never again. And then they brought some other bull. And then the person next to us, they're asking the person, where is this? Who's the chef? This said, can he come out? So the chef came out and he was talking like, yes, so I was thinking of this. This is what inspired me to make this. And they're like, this is so delicious. All this otherness. And me and Mel just sitting there
drinking
like,
the Kool-Aid, man.
Me and Mel left there. We ain't got no money and we ain't got jobs, but we left there and went to Catch.
Yeah, they got money.
Crazy. Anyway.
People drink the Kool-Aid, man, when it comes to certain things. I'm like, I can't do it.
I can't do it either. But I said all that, but I'm going to say this. If Lil Boosie ever opened up a restaurant, I wouldn't go to
Well, if you go to Catch, it was like, actually, that's his restaurant.
Oh, man, that'll shut me down. That'll hurt my feelings. I'm like, dang, Boosie, you doing it? Boosie couldn't open nothing and say it's his.
Nah.
That would happen.
He got this car washing about, though, man. I'll leave my car dirty.
Boosie can't say he owns something, man, because folk going to be like, hell no. Nah. But anyway, pay what's on the menu and stop complaining about it. Moving on. This guy, Marcus Houston.
Mm-hmm.
He's 38 and his wife is 19.
No. When they got married, I think. When they got married, he was 38. She was 19. She's now 23.
Oh. So when.
Yeah.
Same difference, you know, whatever. Yeah. 20 years. Yeah, 20
years.
Yeah,
so he's 42 now. She's 23.
That's wild. So when you got married, you had a 19-year-old. Y'all, I'm going to say this. You know, to each his own. She is legal, and he's 38. Legally, he married this girl. But you can't tell me he didn't know her or he wasn't dealing with her.
Grooming her.
Grooming her, molding her 2 years before that. Like, yeah. Dude knew her 16, 17, you know what I'm saying? And at that point, he was 36?
Yeah.
Like, how do you even... Damn. How do you even that's that old pedophile type dude. Okay, well, I can't mess with you now, but when you turn 19, you come see old boy, okay?
Mm.
But you're not going to tell me from the 16 to the 19 age you were not in communication. Right. And I'm just saying communication. I believe you obviously saw her.
Right.
Met up with her, dealt with her, or whatever.
Yeah, it said they met through mutual friends. I'm like, what mutual friends y'all got to
at that age
to where, oh yeah, she's 17. I think he said he's 17 when they first met. Is that what it was? They were 17 when they first met, and it was like, oh, we didn't start talking. Get out of here.
If I'm 36 and I meet a 19, if I meet a 20-year-old at 36 and we just kick it, I mean, we click, there's something going on. Something's wrong with me. What does this 20-year-old have in common with a 36-year-old man? Like, you're not there. The only thing...
Can't even buy a bottle of wine yet.
You can't. You can't get car insurance. Yeah. You can't rent a car.
The girl said you can't rent a car.
The only thing that happened here, straight up, the girl, I think I've seen a picture of it, has to be attractive, a dime piece, and he's an older gentleman, and he's like, I got to have me this young tender, and that's what he did. He saw a young tender, got her, and was like, I'm about to mold and shape her into whatever I need her to be. What's going to happen, though, this is what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
I give it 5 more years. This girl is going to come to and say, this nigga took advantage of me. After she grows into her womanhood, she's going to say.
After she matures.
Yeah, after she matures, she's going to say, this guy took advantage of me. There's no other way to look at it. You took advantage of me. Because I, right now, a 19-year-old, I can go get a 19-year-old and say, you ain't got to work. You can stay with me. You can drive my car. I can get her the simplest things in the world. Because at that age, mm-hmm. depending on her how.
Get you some new Reeboks.
So,
what do you do? What do you get into these days?
That's what I'm saying. Whatever he was doing for her, it was some kitty mess. Hey, come to the house. Hey, I got nothing but Gatorades in my refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And
these little Debbie cakes. Well, you know, you like some little Debbie cakes. You like
the
Swiss
cereal,
rolls.
All the cereal you want. Got some
Apple Jacks, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I can make you happy. Whatever you want. And you can Uber Eat whatever you want. Yeah, don't worry about it. My card is on here.
Ice cream.
A 19-year-old.
Ice cream sandwiches.
And you get to meet my celebrity friends.
We can go to Claire's, get you some earrings.
You can do a whole lot. We can go to the pool.
Yeah.
I can buy you the little blow-up thing, the mm-hmm. donuts. We can go on
you get the big lollipop.
We just came back. He probably took on Carnival cruises.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, little Disney World cruises and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could do that right now and get me a 19-year-old.
Look,
Because I love having a good time, and that's what we would have in common.
Yeah.
Yeah. Swimming.
You like sweets.
I love sweets. Milkshakes. We can bond over that.
Look, I've always been attracted to older women since even in high school. I was trying to holler at a senior. She was like, boy, get out of my face. Because
we
like
know you
freshman.
Was in her face.
All in her face.
I'm talking about physically because she was always tall mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Yeah.
They smile in your face. So that on the aspect of, you know, that I remember there was a chick, I remember I was a junior or senior, and she was like a sophomore, and I was just like, I can't really, you know, you're a little too young for me. You know what I'm saying? Even though you were and really, I mean, we all in high school, so it ain't really that big of a discrepancy. Mm-hmm. I know this girl that was he was a junior, senior. We were still in middle school. They had started dating and stayed together all through her high school career. They might even be married at this point. Another couple are definitely still married at this point. They met. In school, it was a big gap.
Yeah.
But now as grown adults, they only like a few years apart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But as a 36-year-old man, to look at you see a 17, to me, that's a child.
It is. That's what it is. It is a child. Y'all
got married when she was 19. She's still a child.
Man.
This girl has not, women mature earlier than men, quicker than men on most occasions, it seems. I don't see her, and we all like, you ain't the same man that male married. Mm-hmm. She ain't the same woman. I'm definitely not the same man Angel ain't married. She ain't the same woman I married. This young lady still has so much evolving to do within herself. Mm-hmm. Now, whether that evolution comes out within the next, like you said, 5 years or even the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. In 10 years' time, she's what, 23 now? She's going to be 33. You know how much growth happens within a woman mentally, physically, from 23 to 33?
That man going to be 58.
What is he?
What he is now? Or 68?
No, in 10 years.
Oh, I thought you said 20.
Nah, 10. I'm just talking 10.
No, I'm talking about how old he going. If she's 30, he's 20 years older than her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
No, he'll be 53,
yeah.
Well, however old he is, y'all do the math. I don't even remember the ages at this point. I mean, the gap is only going to get bigger. Like, when it's that big of an age gap, you know what I'm saying? Now, if it was a 10-20-year difference and she was in her late 30s, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? All right. That makes more sense. Mm-hmm. But when it's that earlier in life and he's where he's at, that gap only grows.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I find it weird. Granted, you know, I know he's done released a statement saying that, you know, he's in love. Y'all don't know our relationship. In my opinion, he should just shut up. Like, don't say nothing. Disappear. Y'all live y'all's life if y'all both happy. Whatever it may be. But you got to understand how everybody else is looking at this, especially if you putting it out there like that. You were looking at a 17-year-old child, a 16-year-old child, however long you known this young lady, and you saw her as a partner, which is disturbing in the eyes of most people.
Yeah. Me and Mel was talking about this because, and Mel was saying he just must have a immature personality or mindset.
Yeah, you would have
to have clicked and bonded with this child.
Either a disturbing mindset or immature.
Yeah.
One of the two. Because you got the pedophiles that like that are just sick in the mind. Mm-hmm. And then you got the people that are immature. It's like, well, you probably won't be able to date a woman your age because she's looking at different things.
Yeah. I'm I don't.
She can literally be your child.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. And that's what's going to be weird. It's going to be a weird situation. Yeah, I met your mama 20. She's 20 years younger than me. And at that, she probably wasn't even paying no bills. She had no life experience.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is life experience.
I guess
well,
what
not
you
the biggest, but that's a big part of it.
Would you have rather? So let's look this. Let's look at it like
some hypotheticals.
Yeah, set it up. Hypotheticals. If my daughter was dealing with a 50, she's 19, she was dealing with a 30-year-old dude. No, she's 20 dealing with a 40-year-old guy. But this guy is able to protect her, provide for her, you know, do everything he's supposed to do. Is that an issue? Versus dealing with this 25-year-old dude that has no, I mean, he's trying to figure out life, mm-hmm. and he can't provide for her. He's probably going to get her pregnant as well. They're going to be calling me and her mom for help. You know, what would you rather happen? I don't want my daughter dealing with those hardships like that versus being taken care of. So that's how would you, what would you want your family to go through?
So I've known many women that have dated guys mm-hmm. throughout their different guys throughout their 20s and 30s and didn't end up pregnant. Mm-hmm. Me personally, granted, I don't have daughters. I have sons, but I'm looking at them as the same. That's still life experience that she needs to go through.
Yeah.
Hardships is something that you need. Right now, this young lady got together with this man. I'm going to go ahead and they got married when she was 19. I'm going to say they were talking since they were, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say they've been talking since he was 18, since mm-hmm. she was 18. Mm-hmm. She has not lived any life experiences. Right now, she is crippled by not having those life experiences and having this reality that, let's say this don't work out. Mm-hmm. Ain't she pregnant? She done had a baby. She done had a baby at 19. She been with this, you know, this dude who's so much older than her. Mm-hmm. Let's say it don't work out. How's she gonna attack anything when she ain't had to go through anything?
Yeah.
When you young, when she was with the younger dude, they growing together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They going through the ups and downs, the hills and valleys together. At this point, if he's doing things right, he's protecting her from those ups and downs. She mm-hmm. has no idea what to expect. Mm-hmm. Now, me personally, like that, to me, that's still not a good thing. I see what you're saying about, oh, well, he can take care of her. Well, a 38-year-old man can take care of any 17-year-old, 18, 19-year-old, because that's still a child. Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying with, I don't know his money situation. You know what I'm saying? But you would think that she doesn't have to work for a while. You know, this is what I'm thinking. You know, she's set up for life depending on his pockets versus the next 19-year-old that's going to be struggling out here. I see what you're saying about mm-hmm. having that experience. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah. So
I don't want my daughter having no 40-year-old at 19.
So my thing is, okay, so now she is now the age that he was when they first had this child. She's now 40.
Okay.
This nigga's 60.
Yeah.
I feel that I'm still pretty young.
Yeah.
I still like to get out. Not to say you ain't still moving and grooving around at 60, but you ain't moving at the rate I'm moving. Same as I ain't moving at the rate that I was 20 years ago.
He ain't moving at her rate right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about like literally like with the mindset of getting out, going out, doing stuff.
Yep.
One of two things going to happen. Either, well, right now he says that she's keeping him young.
Yeah.
Eventually he's going to make her old.
Yeah. And she gonna resent him for that.
So then those hardships that you were saying that, well, she's not dealing with those hardships of, you know, A, B, and C. She now has to go through those hardships at a later age.
Yeah. And he's probably gonna to get that under control and tame that. Let me get her pregnant as much as possible so she won't have the time to go out there and explore. Yeah.
And you to know me, what I'm saying? To me, that feels like a control thing. Like, it just feels like an extreme control thing.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't got that much in goddamn common. This dude has been in the music industry since he was much younger than her. Yep. Traveled the world, did this, did that, movie, whatever. He got all of his life experience. They ain't got a damn thing in common.
Yeah. I just don't understand why such the large gap. Like, you could have went 10 years younger than yourself and found the girl that wasn't, didn't have babies, never been married. You could have, you could have cut that.
His age and found that.
That's true. But I understand where he's coming from, to where, you know, you want a young, tender body. You want a bad, bad girl.
She do too. She should too. She should want young, a bad body.
I know. But he wants this young girl. What I'm saying is 25 to 30 is young, is still like vibrant, young, lovely girls. Obviously 30 up is young too. But what I'm saying is that 25 to 30 area, I'm giving him, like, I'm trying to see it through his eyes.
You
want to
go young.
Yeah, you want to go young. Why didn't you hit
late 30s is young.
Hit that mark. You got some bad women out here you got some beautiful, gorgeous women at 50. And you went to
a freshman in college at best.
Yes, you went to that level. You went to the barely legal.
I know some chicks in high school that age. Like, come on.
You went to barely legal. And then said, we clicked and we kicked it off. It was amazing. Like, what did she say to you?
Yeah.
Hey, have you played the new B2K?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like it's a control thing. It's like, there's not that much that y'all can have in common when it comes to dealing with the world like it, unless she's of the mindset that she hasn't experienced as much as you and she's just agreeing with you.
Man, you know what? This just popped in my head. My little niece, I think is 16 now. I'm 38. Oh, I'm 39. Damn. But anyway, that's like me talking to her. That's that age gap. And I can't even fathom thinking.
I have my niece... my oldest niece, my brother's, she's what, 20?
This girl couldn't
Is she
been.
Almost 20 or is she 20? 18. No. I can't remember. She's around that age. Mm. I couldn't see I still see her as a child as well as her friends.
Yeah. There's no. He screwed up. I don't even know where or how this came about, why he mentioned it, who was interviewing him about it, and what made him do it, other than if he said, you know what, I'm about to put out an album and I just want my name out there in the streets.
So I think it was a celebration of the baby.
Oh, celebration of the baby.
Yeah, well, like, hey, had my first girl.
If you had...
No, that ain't this is the mama.
They probably live like, oh, you got two daughters, huh?
I was sweet. The older sister's holding the younger sister. No, that's a mama.
That's the mama.
I don't know. I don't know anything about this young lady. Hell, I don't know nothing about him except he's being music and acting and stuff.
They did say
she gonna get bored.
They did say he was molested as well, though, by their manager. Immature
boys. Man, go back,
boys.
Find the manager and beat the shit out of him.
I ain't even gonna speak on molestation because I ain't never been molested. I don't know what that brings out in people. But to go from 38.
They deserve the worst.
Yeah, they do. To go from 38, 36 or whatever, to all the way to 19. And whoever introduced you all.
That's what I'm saying. A mutual
friend. That's what needs to come out.
That's what I said.
We need to see who introduced them.
What mutual friend y'all
probably was R. Kelly back then. Was R. Kelly locked up? It's probably R. Kelly like, hey, boy.
I know. Yeah, you want one of them young ones?
I got you one.
Let me look through my Rolodex.
Got you one. Yeah, Playboy.
I don't know. Was that everything?
This man out here. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I think, yeah, he keeps coming on. You know, at this point, they a family. Man, just go disappear. Don't worry about what anybody else got to say. If y'all in love, I mean, y'all gonna have babies now, so it is what it is. I just don't, yeah, we just don't understand going that young. But y'all in it now, may you live happily ever after. Or at least over the next few years, and then she gonna... She gonna be a widow eventually. Like, look,
like, this the only way.
Women already outlive us. This is like she gonna be young and spry, and widow. She gonna be out here in the streets again. Look, I know Angel gonna outlive me, but it ain't gonna be by that much. Hopefully,
yeah. You, while you die, you like, yeah. I'll see you soon.
Hopefully, I make it the late 70s, early 80s. I don't know.
I'm living forever.
I like to push it to 90 if I'm healthy.
I give myself 90. Because I ain't gonna have to do no physical labor, because they gonna have these robots out here working for me. For
you,
boy.
That's our time. We already out. Get out of here. Yeah. We'll catch you next time.
Oh, we can't talk about robots?
No, we're gonna get deep and you're gonna go into conspiracy.
Okay. Hey, this has been another episode of Here's the Thing with your host, Goodman. Do we say host, co-host?
I just say host. One of the other host. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, this has been another episode. I said, here's the thing. What's here's the thing? That's Kev's them
man,
things.
Get out of here. Hey, y'all. Thank
let
y'all
us tell it.
Shit.
Because I do the ads for them.
I don't care what you do for them. Hey, that's next door.
That is next door. But you know what I'm saying? It's still family, man. That's promoting your wife stuff, man. Hey,
everybody know we stage crew. Hell, we got the shirts on.
There we go.
Damn.
That's another episode of Let Us Tell It.
Oh, Jenny Juice. Thank y'all for tuning in. It's been great. We talked about all the things.
Woo, hey.
Let us tell you about the argument over Jenny Juice and the thing. Balds.
This why this man do the
19 podcast.
This why he do the introductions. You can catch your boy on IG, GOOLZBY. I need to get more consistent with my posting. I've been slacking. Man, you do a real good job. You an angel, man. I got to get my stuff back popping. Also, Building with Goose on YouTube, trying to build his YouTube page, vlogging and stuff with the family, and reppedmerch.com to get my merch. I'm running out, trying to figure out if I'm going to, I said this last podcast, y'all know.
Yeah, he's almost out of these shirts. Y'all need to go in there and get them before they gone.
But yeah, get your crew neck from a website.
All right, and I'm Marcus Tank, so you can find me on Instagram at Marcus Tank on the gram, Facebook at Marcus Tank on the book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter, both scented and unscented, at manshit.com. You can go to manshyt.com and check it out. And if you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube, on Tanksley TV, and if you're watching, you can also listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms. Let us tell it. Hey, make sure you like and review and whatever you do over there on the streams. And,
We need your support.
Absolutely. We'll catch y'all next week. Y'all have a good one.